My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball. Yes, it's the Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers tonight, George and Liz have just finished dinner.
George, do you realize this is the first time we've stayed home in 3 weeks?
Oh. We've been regular social butterflies.
Oh, yeah, and my cocoon is dragging. The way we've been going, you'd think the government was going to ration fun.
Ah, it feels great to stay home for a change.
Yeah.
You don't have any plans for this weekend, do you?
We aren't going anywhere until we get the color out of our eyes and back into our teeth.
That's a deal.
I'll get it, George.
Yeah, wait. Don't answer. It might be someone inviting us out.
Oh, yeah. Let it ring. Maybe it's important.
Oh, don't be silly.
Maybe it's Sing It Again and we're losing a jackpot.
Now, stop it.
I don't think I can stand it any longer, George.
Just grit your teeth.
That doesn't help. I still want to answer it.
One more ring ought to do it.
I can't stand it. I'm going to answer it. Out of my way, George. Hello? Hello? They must have hung up.
No, they haven't.
Only Iris.
Well, thanks. You cut me to the quick.
I'm sorry, Iris. I thought it was someone important. I did it again, didn't I?
Yes, and at the rate you're cutting, I'm slowly running out of quick.
Forgive me?
Of course. I called about Saturday night.
Saturday night?
What are you going to wear?
Pajamas and curlers. George and I decided we aren't moving out of this house.
Well, aren't you going to the party?
What party?
What party? Why, the... Aren't you invited? Oh, dear. What's new, Liz?
Who's party, Iris? Is someone giving a party?
Party?
Iris?
Nobody's giving a party.
Then why did you ask me what I was wearing?
I just wanted to know what you would be wearing in case someone gave a party. Well, I have to go. The phone is ringing.
Iris.
What?
You're talking on the phone.
Oh? What's in the doorbell? Goodbye.
Iris. Well, if that isn't the limit.
What's the matter?
Iris let it slip that there's a party Saturday night, and when she found out we weren't invited, she tried to cover up.
Oh, well, I'm sure glad whoever's giving the party isn't asking us.
Me too.
Oh, I'm looking forward to a nice, restful weekend.
Me too.
What do you say we start off by going to bed right now? Liz?
I wonder why we weren't invited.
Well, who cares?
Oh, I don't care, George. It doesn't mean a thing to me. I was just wondering what thinker would do a thing like that.
No, forget it. Look, you don't want to go, do you?
No. But I'd like to know which of our friends can't stand us.
Look, Liz, stop thinking like a woman for a minute. You don't want to go out this weekend, and you aren't invited out this weekend. Well, what does that add up to?
I'm a wallflower.
Oh, you should be happy.
I'm happy. I'm a happy wallflower.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, look at it this way, Liz. There are millions of parties this weekend all over the world that we're not invited to. Now what's the matter?
We're international wallflowers.
Honey, figure it this way. What you don't know won't hurt you.
Are you kidding? What I don't know is killing me. Who could be giving that party?
A Now, come on, let's go to bed. Maybe you'll dream the answer.
Go to bed? I hope you don't expect me to sleep knowing we've become social outcasts.
Oh, I give up.
How could I find out who... I know.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Sally Roney. She'll know whose party it is. She gets invited everywhere.
Well, I shouldn't think you'd want her to know you're not invited.
Oh, I'm not going to tell her. I'll get it out of her by subtle means. She'll never know she told me.
Hello?
Hello, Sally. This is Liz Cooper.
Oh, hi, Liz. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. Just called up to chat. What's new?
Nothing.
Oh.
What's new with you?
Nothing. I guess we're pretty dull, aren't we?
Well, it's been a nice chat, Liz. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, wait a minute, Sally.
Yeah?
About Saturday night. Are you invited to the party at...
Of course.
Well, that's good. What are you going to wear?
Oh, my blue taffeta. What are you going to wear?
Well, I can't make up my mind. What kind of a party do you think it will be?
Oh, terribly formal. You know her.
I do? I mean, I don't know her as well as you think.
Well, she's your best friend.
Oh. Oh, yes, I know. I'm just kidding. Say, where's she living now?
The same place she's been living for the past 25 years.
Oh. She's a real stick in the mud, isn't she? Say, are we talking about the same party? Whose party are you going to?
Oh, dear. The same one you're going to. What are you trying to do? Pull my leg?
Over the phone?
Well, I'll see you Saturday night. Bye.
Bye.
Well, do you know any more now than you did before?
Yeah, I found out what Sally's wearing. How do you like that, George? The party's being given by one of my very good friends.
No kidding.
Apparently, our best friends not only won't tell us, they won't invite us.
Now who are you calling?
I'm calling Iris back. She started this and she can finish it.
Hello?
Iris?
Yes.
This is Liz again. Hung up on me again.
All right, give up. Oh, let's forget about it and go to bed.
Go to bed? Are you out of your mind? I'm going to get to the bottom of this if it takes me all night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, Marie. See you Saturday night.
All right, Liz. You've made 17 phone calls and you haven't found out a thing.
I have, too. I know what every woman in town is going to wear to that stale party.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to bed.
Put on your hat and coat.
I'll be more comfortable in my pajamas.
You are not going to bed. We're going over to the Atterbury's.
The Atterbury's? Are you crazy? It's after 10 o'clock. They'll be asleep.
Nonsense.
Why don't you call her?
I tried that. We're going over where I can put my foot in the door.
Oh.
Now, George, don't just stand there looking wounded. Get your hat and coat.
Look, could I refresh your memory about one thing?
What?
We don't want to go to any more parties.
I know it, George, and we're not going even if they ask us.
But then what's all the fuss about?
I'm not closing these little red-rimmed eyes until we find out where it is we're not going.
Oh.
There's a phase of American frontier life that's almost forgotten in these days of glorifying the cowboy. Not every Westerner rode alone across our prairies. Most of that great generation came west with their families. Community effort was responsible for much of the development of our Western plains. One of the most common sights was the house or barn raising party. Several families in one area would get together and all pitch in to build a home or other needed building for a newly arrived family. We're happy to report that spirit still exists today. Not so much on our western plains, but in western Germany. There in the town of Würzburg, U.S. Army engineers volunteered time, labor, and equipment to build a much-needed playground for a children's home. The efforts of these GIs saved that home more than $5,000. Money so desperately needed to care for children in this town that was so heavily bombed during the war. Like the barn-raising parties when the American West was being won, There were no orders or edicts for this action. There was just a need of people helping other people. The American Army Engineers saw the need and filled it. In doing so, they gave us all a thought to remember. We are Americans. As we go, so goes America.
As we look in on the Coopers once again, we find them on their way over to the Atterburys. The Atterburys, not knowing that they're about to have the pleasure of late evening visitors, have already gone to bed.
We went down, Fido.
Telephone.
Oh, no, no. Who would be calling at this hour of the night?
Hello?
Hello?
Who was it?
They hung up. Hello? Hello? If this is a practical joke, it's not very funny. If you want something, speak up.
Rudolph, it's the front doorbell.
Oh. Look, whoever you are, hold the phone a minute. I have to answer the front. The front doorbell?
Well, go answer it.
You answer it. I answered the phone.
Rudolph, it might be an emergency.
There is no emergency big enough to make me put my warm footsies on that cold floor.
Rudolph.
All right, I'm going, Lotus Bird.
Hurry, Rudolph.
Hurry, Rudolph.
I'm coming. Where's my robe?
I tried to keep Liz from coming over here at this hour. We didn't bother you, did we, sir?
No. No, not at all. I was going to get up and stub my toe anyway.
Gee, were you in bed?
No. No, I always sit around the house in my snuggies.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Atterbury. We saw the lights were out, but we thought you were watching television.
Well, Liz insisted on ringing the bell, and I couldn't stop her.
Didn't it occur to you to break her little arm?
Well, look, Mr. Atterbury, since you've gone to bed, we won't come in. We'll go.
Yes, go.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask Iris something. Couldn't I come in for just a minute and see her?
Well, I wish you could, Liz, girl, but she's sound asleep.
I'm going to break it on
you. Come on in. What's going on down here? What's the matter? Somebody
heard burglars?
Fire? Somebody
kicked down? Oh, simmer down, Lord. Only the Coopers.
Liz, girl. George, boy, what do you want?
Hi, Iris.
I'm sorry we woke you up, Iris, but there's something I want to ask you.
Oh, did you have to get us out of bed?
Yes. Who's having that party Saturday night?
Well, good night, Liz.
No, you don't, Iris. You're my best friend, and you have to tell me.
Oh, I shouldn't have let it slip. I'm sorry, I just can't tell you. It's not fair to, Who? I can't tell you. She's a good friend of mine.
Aha! Uh-huh. Then she must be a good friend of mine, too.
But she is.
Who?
You know. Oh, no, you don't. Who?
George, would you take your owl and go home? Come on, Liz.
I'm not leaving this house until Iris tells me who's giving that party.
But, Liz, I can't.
Make up your mind, Iris. Tell me or stay up all night.
Oh, Liz. Look, I'll tell you this much about her. She's a good friend of yours, and she lives in your neighborhood.
How close?
This is the last clue. Three blocks.
Which direction?
You can figure it out from there.
Okay. I think I know who it is now. Come on, George, let's go.
Well, good night, folks. Sorry we got you up.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Atterbury. My goodness, look at him. That's the first time I've ever seen anyone sleep standing up.
Oh, he's kidding. Give him a push, Liz.
Okay.
Who's here?
Rudolph, are you all right?
I just had the worst nightmare. I dreamed those awful Coopers came over and got us up. What am I doing on the floor?
Good night, Mr. Atterbury.
Oh, yes!
Get out of here, George.
Liz, your breakfast is getting cold. Liz.
I'm thinking, George.
Oh, not about that silly party again.
I've considered all the evidence, and I'm positive I know who the guilty one is.
Yes, Sherlock?
If she lives within three blocks, it's got to be Fran Lewis.
Well, now that you have it all figured out, I hope you're satisfied.
That's gratitude for you. I just put her up for membership in our club, and this is the way she repays me.
Oh, look, Liz, why don't you quit ragging at it? Just forget it.
Forget it?
Yes, all you wanted to find out was who's giving the party.
Well, sure, but now that I know, I've got to call Fran and wangle an invitation.
Oh, Liz, tell me, didn't we decide we were tired of parties?
We did.
And didn't we say we wanted to rest this weekend?
We did.
Well?
Out of my way so I can start wangling.
You mean you want to go?
Of course not. I just want to get invited so I can have the satisfaction of turning her down.
Oh. And just how do you propose to get her to ask you?
Simple. I'll just ask her to come over here Saturday night, and she'll have to ask us over there.
What a brain.
Hello?
Hi, Fran. This is Liz Cooper.
Oh, Liz, I was just going to call you.
You were? You were? What is it?
Have you seen our cat?
Huh? Cat?
She hasn't been home for 2 days, and we're worried sick.
No, I haven't seen her. Is that all you wanted?
Yes. Why did you call me?
Well, I wondered if you and your husband would like to come over here for a party Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Yes, Saturday night.
Well, hang on a second. I'll check with Tom.
All right, dear.
Well?
She said she's checking with her husband, but she's really trying to figure out how to get out of asking us. She's dying.
Hello, Liz, dear.
Yes, darling.
We'd be delighted to come.
Huh? You would?
Yes, we're not doing a thing. What time shall we be there?
But you were supposed to... aren't you having a... 8 o'clock.
Fine. See you then. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, goodbye.
Well, did you find out who's having the party?
Yes.
Who?
We are. What? My little plan backfired. Fran and Tom accepted our kind invitation with pleasure.
Oh, no. I thought we were going to sit this weekend out.
Not anymore.
Oh, I ought to put you over my knee.
Well, how do you think I feel? I still don't know who's giving the party we're not invited to, and even if we were invited, we couldn't go now because we're giving a party ourselves.
Good morning, Mr. Atterbury. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, considering I had 3 hours sleep last night.
Gosh, sir, we didn't stay that late.
Oh, I know, but after you left, I discovered a horrible fact.
What?
Liz gives me heartburn.
Liz does?
Well, I don't know what else it could be. After you left, I did have a light snack, a fried egg sandwich, a dish of Tutti Frutti ice cream, a day-old donut, and a bottle of beer, but... that shouldn't have kept me awake.
No, should have killed you. I'm sorry we woke you up, Mr. Atterbury, but you know how Liz is when she gets an idea in her head.
I do indeed, boy. And before she causes any more chaos, there's something you should know.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
The girls in the club are giving the party Saturday in Liz's honor.
In Liz's eyes? Why?
Because she's the outgoing president of the club. It's a surprise.
Well, if it's a surprise, why did Iris mention it?
Oh, you know Lotus Bud. She never knows when to keep her big petals closed.
But what about last night and that business about someone having the party who lived in our neighborhood?
Well, she was just trying to throw Liz off the track. The party is at Marge Van Tassel's on the other side of town.
Oh, swell. Now, look, Mr. Atterbury, I'm going to have to call Liz and tell her. She'll have to get out of some other plans she made for Saturday night.
Well, all right, boy, but tell her to pretend to be surprised or Iris will murder me.
Okay.
Oh, and say, boy, before you start work, will you bring me a sack of money?
Yes, sir. Coins or currency?
Currency. I want to take a nap and I need a pillow.
All right, sir, but first let me call Liz and tell her about this. Hello, Liz. Listen, you've really got yourself in a mess now.
What do you mean?
Well, the real reason you weren't asked to that party is that it's a surprise. The girls are giving in your honor. Now you're all tied up with Fran and Tom and...
And that's how it is, Fran, dear. They just called and told me my poor mother fell down and broke her leg. Naturally, we'll have to run up to her place, and we won't be able to have you over Saturday night.
Oh, well, of course. You run right along, Liz, and don't give us a second thought.
Oh, thank you, Fran. Poor mother. Well, I'll take care of that.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hi, George.
Well, did you get your social life straightened out yet?
Yep, everything's fine. I called Fran and told her that Mother was very ill. We had to go out of town to see her.
Oh, Liz, that's pretty sick.
Well, she believed it, and now all I have to do is wait for Marge Van Tassel to invite us.
Sometimes you amaze me.
Sometimes I even amaze myself.
My Favorite Husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.